You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Boston Red Sox with possibly the happiest baseball writer in America, baseball reporter in America, Red Sox beat reporter Ian Brown, because he is about to forsake the snow for the sun. I'm not sure anybody's happier to get to spring training this year than Red Sox scribes. We will be talking all about the various questions facing this very interesting team. And Ian, I want to start with the outfield, because that seems to be the area of greatest sort of unsettledness. The depth chart has a guy at every position, but I also think there are a lot of questions. What do they do? How does Shane Victorino fit in? Where does Alan Craig fit? How do you see the outfield shaking down, and particularly as spring starts, how do you see them apportioning playing time and kind of making sure they get a read on what they've got with all these guys?
Yeah, it's really a tough one to project, because, you know, it's just hard to look at a baseball team and look at Shane Victorino and Alan Craig, given their track records, and say, okay, these two guys are going to come off the bench. I mean, you have a guy in Craig who was, you know, one of the best hitters in the National League for the Cardinals not that long ago, really. And you have a guy in Victorino who helped the Red Sox win a World Series as an integral part of that team not too long ago. And now you just have this logjam. I think with Shane, they're really going to, you know, wait to see what they have in camp, to see how healthy he is, and maybe kind of bring him along slowly, and maybe not rush him, and maybe see if they can talk him into starting the season a little late. That would give them some time to monitor some of these younger players earlier in the year. And Alan Craig is another tricky one, because, you know, you look at Alan Craig on this year's Red Sox and you say, you know, he really doesn't fit. There really isn't a place for him. And then you look at a Mike Napoli expiring contract at the end of the year and you say, boy, Alan Craig, if he can regain his form that he had in St. Louis, would really look nice as your first baseman next season in 2016, and not at a bad contract either. So I think that they're still in the process where they're going to look at how all these pieces fit together in spring training. And Ben Cherington doesn't feel, you know, rush to make a decision. You know, John Farrell doesn't have to write out a lineup card until April 6th, and I think they're going to inventory the health, and they're going to inventory everyone. And if everyone is healthy and productive, you know, by the end of spring training, you know, clearly somebody is going to have to be traded, or, you know, they're going to have to send Mookie Betts down to the minor leagues, which they really don't want to do either.
Are there some of these guys who might see time other places? I mean, does first base become an opportunity, not so much in the regular season, but become an opportunity again to look at Craig or even a guy like Nava? I mean, it just seems like they're going to have to get awfully creative just to get at bats, just again, just to see what they've got before you even get to making the decisions. They got to see what they've got.
Yeah, I mean, the one good thing, Matthew, you know this from covering the team as long as you did. In spring training, there's always ways to find guys at bats because, you know, you have split squads and, you know, the first 2-3 weeks, guys aren't playing the full game. So, you know, all these guys are going to be able to get their bats in spring training. You know, they could even send some guys to the B games if they have to. So that won't be a problem. And Alan Craig will see some time at first base. Daniel Nava will see some time at first base. Look, Mike Napoli had a lot of injuries last year, too, so there's no guarantee that he's going to stay healthy. So the Red Sox would rather have too many assets than not enough. So I think that, they're perfectly willing to just go into camp and see how this all kind of comes together. And, you know, Alan Craig, when I saw him a couple weeks ago at the Red Sox had an event over at Foxwoods, he looked like a different guy than I saw last year. He looked really enthused and really excited. And last year he was just kind of, you know, his mechanics were screwed up. His foot was still, I think, screwed up. And he just kind of, it looked to me like he had a new lease on life. So I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what they have in Alan Craig, because I think the Red Sox fans don't really understand how good this guy was when he was, you know, on his game. So that's one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to seeing this spring.
Well, you're talking to the chairman of the Alan Craig fan club, so I'm eager to see him lacing some line drives off that wall. But another interesting guy, and also in that mix, is Hanley Ramirez. And I wonder kind of how they handle him, because on the one hand, he's a guy who is going to be learning a new position. They've got to get him reps in the outfield. On the other hand, he can play other places. He could play short or third or even first. Is he going to be exclusively an outfielder in the spring so that he gets the reps, or is there going to be some element of him getting some time other places to make sure he stays fresh in case he's needed somewhere else?
Yeah, right now the whole plan with Hanley Ramirez is exclusively left field. They just don't feel like they're going to need him and the other places. They want to put him out in left field every day and see what they have there. They look at Brock Holt as a guy who really can cover them all over the infield, so they really don't feel like they need to use Hanley. They'd rather just let him settle in the left field and see, you know, Hanley Ramirez is going to get to camp as early as this week, I think, you know, which is about 10 days or so before position players even do, to work with Coach Arnie Baylor on kind of mastering that replica Green Monster that they have down there in Florida. So I think that, you know, by the time the exhibition games have started, Hanley will have had a pretty good amount of reps out there, and it'll be interesting to see how comfortable he is as an outfielder. That's another going to be one of the fascinating stories for the Red Sox this spring.
I look at the depth chart here, and it's pretty clear what the plan is at catcher. And yet, even so, is it fair to say that that's going to be one of the spots that's scrutinized most closely again, just to kind of see what they've got as they look to go into the season with Vasquez and Hanigan?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that they are very high on Christian Vasquez. And, you know, the one thing is every team wants a top defensive catcher, somebody who can control a game, somebody who can cut down a running game. And Vasquez can already do all those things. So as long as he's not what Jackie Bradley Jr. was offensively last year, which is, in that case, you just no longer live with an elite defender, I think they feel like they're going to be okay. They're going to at least hold their own at catcher as long as, you know, Vasquez can be sort of serviceable offensively. They're that excited about his defense. And I like the depth that Hanigan gives them. They think that he can play a little more than the average backup catcher, kind of slide into that sort of David Ross role, if you will. So I think they feel good that these two guys can hold it down until, you know, maybe Swihart will be ready at some point this season. Maybe he won't, but I think that they feel pretty good behind the plate.
How much of a question is the bullpen? Not necessarily the back, but just seems like there are a lot of pieces and a lot of good pieces, but it also seems like it's not entirely clear how they all fit together. Are they going to be sort of going through trying to figure out how that bullpen fits together this spring?
Yeah, I believe that the bullpen is not totally set as far as usage. And it reminds me kind of 2 years ago when you came into camp and you had Joel Hanrahan, and you had Andrew Bailey, and you had you know, you had Koji, who you really didn't really know a whole lot about at the time, and you're just sort of seeing how it all fit together. And they went through, if you remember, two or three closers before learning in about June that, hey, Koji Uehara is their closer, and he wound up having kind of a historic season. So I think they're kind of willing to let this play out again. I mean, Koji is a closer right now, but, you know, you do have in the back of your mind that, hey, this guy struggled last September. But what the Red Sox feel they've done, they feel like they've added some chips who could possibly slide into that role if Koji falters again. You have Tozawa, who's a pretty good young pitcher. You have Agondo now, who I think that could be one of the underrated signings of the offseason if he can kind of regain some of the form he had before the elbow hurt him last year. So, yeah, I think that yeah, they're going to take a look at the arms and take inventory in the spring.
Is there any likelihood at all of a surprise in the starting rotation, or is it five guys set and that's what they're going to go with?
Yeah, no, everyone's healthy, and this is your five-man rotation. I mean, they've been pretty clear that Justin Masterson is not kind of competing for a spot as bad as he was last year. He is a guy who always, you know, you always have a tendency to say, oh, he can be a swing man. You know, he's done that in the past. Now, they've committed to Masterson as a starter and the other four guys as well. So this is the rotation that you're going to see. And I get the sense that this rotation, I kind of wrote about this yesterday a little bit, but this rotation's got a little fire in them right now. I think they're all tired of hearing how they don't have an ace, and they feel like people are kind of, you know, dissing them. And they're really not. They're just kind of saying what they are. But these guys, well, you know, these guys feel a little dissed, and they feel, I think collectively they feel, you know, kind of a mission to prove that, you know, any one of these guys could be an ace on a given night. So, you know, we'll see if that comes to fruition.
What are you expecting in the regular season, but even just this spring, from Clay Buchholz? I mean, it seems like, I think it's probably fair to say there's no bigger variable on this club than Buchholz, because he can pitch like a one, and he can pitch like a guy who shouldn't be in the rotation. I mean, what are you expecting to see from him?
Yeah, here's how I feel about Clay Buchholz. I believe that when he's had a good winter where he's not rehabbing from injuries, he's generally gotten off to a good start. You know, when he's had to be able to have a productive spring like he's going to be able to have this year, where he's not going to be on any restrictions, he's not going to have anything in the back of his mind, I really think that he's going to get off to a good start this season. Now, that's not the whole answer, though, because with Buchholz, you know, how long is that going to last? In 2013, he was the best. I thought even better than Max Scherzer for the first 2 months of the 2013 season. He was that good, and he was right in the conversation for Cy Young. And then the shoulder thing went down, and it seemed like it was just going to be a couple weeks, and it turned into a couple months. And he really hasn't been the same since that, because last year he was sort of regaining his confidence. So I do think he's going to start quickly. The question is whether he can finally put it together for a full season, and that's what we're waiting to see here.
All right. Well, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and safe travels to sunny Florida.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.